Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for another program celebrating the life and times of Duke Ellington. This hour explores Ellington's music in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, when he was pushing his gift for expression into new dimensions. He was touring and concertizing the world over and recording in a surprising range of settings. My guests to help explore this realm of poetry and magic are actors Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker, best known for their roles in the television series L.A. Law, and excellent actors on the theatrical stage and in this Theater of the Mind of Spoken Word. As we listen to an extended symphonic work called Night Creature, we'll hear the words of Wynton Marsalis, one of the most articulate and poetic advocates for Ellington's music.
Forward
to Beyond Category
by Wynton Marsalis.
He didn't sleep at night.
He liked to eat large meals,
steak, vegetables, and grapefruit. He drank Coca-Cola with sugar in it.
He hated the color green, especially wallpaper.
Duke Ellington liked to eat ice cream. He was constantly clean, sartorially speaking.
He was the greatest flirt ever.
He respected his elders. He thought that the 13th was a lucky day and Friday the 13th was an especially lucky day.
He loved the differences in people and revered originality above all else.
He liked kangaroos.
Duke Ellington remembered people's birthdays. He was patriotic. He worshipped his mother.
He was a very good dancer. He liked blue, royal blue, especially curtains.
He had good manners and loved New Orleans.
Duke Ellington was always calm, even though he was the leader of an orchestra of 16 musicians,
all characters,
ready, willing, and inclined to express themselves.
Duke Ellington touched more people than confetti. He captured the sound of trains, planes,
babies, lions, and elephants. He liked simple songs with complicated developments and
pretty endings. He didn't change with the style. He developed.
He invented a new system of harmony based on the blues, whole musical forms that have yet to be imitated.
He invented new logics of part writing and orchestration
for each composition. In other words,
he was slave to no systems.
Duke Ellington combined the sensuality of the blues with the naivete of society music to create blue mood pieces.
He understood that music is neither new nor old.
He believed that there were two kinds of music, the good kind and the other kind.
He was the world's most prolific composer of blueses of all shapes and sizes.
Duke Ellington wrote music based on Shakespeare's themes, wrote music to accompany the paintings of Degas, wrote thousands of inventive arrangements for instrumentalists and vocalists of various levels of sophistication,
wrote music in all 12 known keys,
and some keys that are still unknown. Wrote music about romantic life under Paris skies.
Wrote music about little bugs and other night creatures.
Wrote music about countries all over the world,
from Nippon to Togo.
Wrote music to accompany movies, television shows, ballets, Broadway shows, and the exercise of horizontal options.
Wrote music to be played in gymnasiums, street parades, and charades.
Wrote sacred music. Wrote music about the human experience. If it was experienced, he stylized it.
In other words, Duke Ellington had a lot on his mind.
This is a jazz rhythm salute to Duke Ellington. I'm Michael Tucker.
And I'm Jill Eikenberry. We're joining Dave Radlauer for this Ellington centenary celebration.
Thank you.
Night Creature, written in 1955, a fascinating and rather awesome piece, and recorded during a mid-60s tour of Europe by Ellington and his band, with symphony orchestras in Stockholm and Paris. The appeal of Ellington's music was never more universal or international than in the last three decades of his life, from the mid-50s to 1974, and his output was never more prolific. In this era, he was experimenting with original forms and very avant-garde sounds, shaping his own kind of world music. Duke was constantly reinventing his art in novel settings, from choral music for sacred spaces to music for films, television, theater, and small combos, recording with a surprising range of musicians, from Louis Armstrong to John Coltrane, from Frank Sinatra to Mahalia Jackson. Meanwhile, he was invited to venues ranging from the Nixon White House to the Vatican to meet Pope Paul VI, depicted on the postage stamps of four nations, and honored in cities from Niigata, Japan to Kingston, Jamaica, from the city of Paris to Sao Paulo, Brazil. Two pieces embodying Ellington's diverse sources of inspiration are the 1971 Tang from his Afro-Eurasian Eclipse, demonstrating, I think, that he listened carefully to the world he was traveling as the world was listening to him, and this piece, a contribution to Shakespearean literature with the fitting title, Such Sweet Thunder. music from Duke Ellington's Afro-Eurasian Eclipse, recorded in 1971, Tang. Before that, Such Sweet Thunder, dedicated to the Shakespeare Festival at Stratford, Ontario, Canada, written and recorded in 1957, now reissued on compact disc. Still ahead, we've got lots more great recordings from the mid-50s, until shortly before his death in 1974. Ellington was influenced by African drumming. He wrote portraits that were drawn from Shakespearean literature. He explored themes inspired by the novels of John Steinbeck and rewrote scores based on Tchaikovsky ballets. This is the rhapsodic, in a sentimental mood, a big, big Ellington hit. This version from a long out of print violin session. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music of Duke Ellington. And of course, there's no way this could be a comprehensive survey of Ellington in just a few programs. So I'll be returning from time to time to kind of enlarge this view of a complex life, personality, and a huge body of work. You know, he wrote over 2,000 separate compositions. Jill, Michael, I want to thank you now, as I won't be interrupting the second half of this program. It's just going to be a swirl of music and Ellington's own poetry. I'm looking forward to hearing you read the poetry we've selected from his memoir, Music Is My Mistress.
He is incredible. I had no idea how interesting a life, what a fabulous character he was, and just how juicy a person. Just fantastic.
Oh, it was really a pleasure. I just love Duke Ellington. I think he might be my favorite of them all. He's just got that combination of smooth and surprising. It was such a pleasure. I just love Duke Ellington.
Always fun to do these things. Thanks a lot, Dave.
In a Sentimental Mood, featuring Stephan Grappelli, a big Ellington hit. Now, I, for one, was surprised to find that Duke Ellington made a recording with John Coltrane in 1962, and also surprised to find that I enjoyed most of it. It's now been reissued and beautifully remastered on CD. Here's Stevie, an original blues by Ellington written for his nephew, a drummer named Stephen James. Thank you.
Gonsalves returns now in a thing called West Indian Pancake. Gonsalves and the West Indian Pancake.
There appears to be no date nor location for that live recording on that Italian out-of-print LP from I Giganti del Jazz. Before that, Duke Ellington recorded with John Coltrane. In 1962, now reissued on CD, the tune was Stevie.